Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week it has been veterans salutes from our local veterans in our local Taos Area High Middle School 7th graders. Kelly Frank, as always, bringing in some very talented young people to read their essays. And we were talking, I think, the first day about how much practice they put into this. Not only do they got to put in all the writing skills, but then they've got to practice speaking these so that they can come in here and read their winning essay.
That's right. These kids have put in extra hours in their own time practicing to read with expression. I think today you will absolutely love our guest, Christine Q. She's the first one to write about one of our female veterans.
Oh, okay. Christine, how are you today?
Good.
Good. Are you ready?
Yep.
We're ready to hear your essay.
Are you aware of the fact that there are superheroes camouflaged in regular clothing right here in our community? Hello, WKJC listeners. I'm Kristen Q from Taos Area Middle School. A week ago, the entire 7th grade had the opportunity to interview some courageous veterans. I'm honored to share the stories of my two favorite hometown heroes, Mr. Shaw and Mr. Koda, right here on WKJC. Who needs a traditional wedding dress? Mrs. Shaw definitely didn't. She got married in her camo uniform. She was enlisted into the National Guards in 1988. Back in those days, women didn't have much to do in the military. Mrs. Shaw worked on ordering parts for machines, fixing machines, and keeping paperwork. She was inspired by her veteran grandpa to join the military. She met her husband during her job, and later on her son joined the Coast Guard. If that isn't a patriotic family, I don't know what is. Next, let's discuss Mr. Koda, another hometown hero. Mr. Koda was in the Marines for 4 years. He met his wife during his career. He's eaten interesting foods such as octopi during his mission in Japan. I bet that was quite an experiment. Anyways, Mr. Koda worked as a mechanic, maintenance, and he also helped ship supplies, but that doesn't mean he never touched a rifle. He's received some awards that he wore proudly on his uniforms. This Marine said one of his most memorable moments was when the entire military was on lockdown, and he and his buddies snuck out to jump off hills with the strong winds blowing. Of course, one of his buddies got hurt, but hey, great memories are made this way. Mr. Koda stated that he'll do his entire career again if he could, except probably not the physical training. I doubt anyone liked that part. So there you have it, WKJC listeners. I hope that you'll take the time to thank all the courageous veterans that fought for our country, especially the ones in our community. Thanks for tuning in, WKJC, and have a great day.
Oh, and thank you, Christine. Was it tough to write that, or did it come easy to you?
It was tough.
It was tough. All right, tougher than having to do this on the radio?
Probably not.
No? Okay. Well, Christine, it's been a pleasure. Now, thank you for your essay.
Thank you, too.
All right. Well, we've got, six of them down. We still have one more before we hit Veterans Day. And so far, the six have been wonderful, haven't they, Kelly?
Yes. Yeah. Great job today, Christine.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Well, we've got one more to do. And again, you can hear these essays as we podcast them daily on our website, wkjc.com.